This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DiMeo.
Now the voice of Jack Benz.
No greater honor can be bestowed upon any man than the quality of the achievements he bequeathed to posterity. Marconi is dead, but his work will live forever.
Guglielmo Marconi is the father of radio. He didn't really invent it. He gets much more credit than he deserves, but whatever. Guglielmo Marconi was the father of radio in the eyes of the world. He was a hero on a scale that Italy hadn't seen since the Renaissance. I have a postcard that I found in my grandfather's attic after he died. It has a picture of Marconi on the front and a message in Italian on the back, encouraging immigrants like my grandfather's family to express their pride in their countrymen by investing in the Marconi Company. He was celebrated all over the world. He dined with presidents and kings and captains of industry and beautiful women, the whole thing. He shared a Nobel Prize. Mussolini was the best man at his second wedding, which I'm sure felt like a good idea at the time. But we're told that in his 60s, somewhere around the time of his fourth or fifth heart attack, the inventor began to think about mortality. Or rather, he began to think about immortality. Marconi became convinced that sound never dies. That sound waves once emitted from a radio, from the vibrating strings of a Stradivarius, from whispering lovers, from a baby discovering how to make a bah or guh sound for the first time. Sound lived on forever, its waves flowing permanently, but growing weaker and weaker with each moment. He just hadn't built a radio powerful enough to tune in the signal. Now, this is wrong, but it wasn't entirely foolish. One of the things that had made Marconi so famous was the sinking of the Titanic. 706 people were rescued from the icy water after radio men on nearby ships heard its distress signal. Newspapers around the world credited Marconi as their savior. Now, one of those radio men, working the night shift on a Russian steamer, heard the signal through his headphones more than an hour and a half after it was sent. This was just a physical anomaly, atmospheric conditions or whatnot. But here was Marconi near the end of his life, growing weaker and weaker with each heart attack, dreaming of a device that would let him hear lost sounds, let him tap into these eternal frequencies. He would tell people that if he got it right, he could hear Jesus of Nazareth giving the Sermon on the Mount. But he would be able to hear everything ever said, everything he ever said. At the end of his life, he could sit in his piazza in Rome and hear everything that was ever said to him or about him. He could relive every toast and testimonial. And we all could hear everything. Hear Caesar, hear Shakespeare give an actor a line reading. Hear my grandmother introduce herself to my grandfather in a nightclub in Rhode Island. Hear someone tell you that they love you, that first time they told you they love you. Hear everything, forever.